Well, thank you. Very well. Now, you...
Good to hear.
Is it true? You have actually seen the coach?
Yes, and it is magnificent. You've probably seen the Australian state coach, which is regularly used.
Yep.
I think Sarkozy, President Sarkozy, was in it, and is always mentioned as the Australian state coach. If you want to look at it, you can see it on the web at Downan, downan.com/Britannia.
Okay, downan.com.
downan.com/Britannia.
All right. Now, when did you see it?
I think it was about, I saw it a few times, yeah. And it was about a couple of years ago.
I know that early last year, sometime last year, I know that Mr. Frecklington said he thought he had going to have a big announcement that the coach was about to be, some deal was going to be made to get it to England, but that obviously fell through. And there's a time I remember back early last year when it seemed to go missing. The coach nobody knew where it was.
I think that was a misunderstanding. I think it's always been, as far as I know, near Manly, and it was open to any members of the bureaucracy or parliament to go along and have a look at it if they wanted to. They just had to phone...
Okay, it's 2.75 tonnes. It's black and gold. I've got a picture of it in front of me. It's named Britannia, of course. Now, it's cost him a lot of money. It's estimated to cost about $1.5 million to build. And he has fragments of, I mentioned the Mary Rose, that's Henry VIII's flagship, but also bits of shards of timber from the Tower of London, I think even from St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yes, and something from Gallipoli and the Western Front and the Dambuster Squadron and Spitfires, and I gather... a sliver of metal from the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and most importantly, a piece from the Stone of Scone, which is said to be mentioned in the Book of Genesis.
Yeah. Now, why do you think then that, that successive governments, Labor and Liberal, I mean, the Labor government's not, as you know, is not as royalist as John Howard was, by any means, why have they sort of washed their hands of it all?
Well, perhaps we have to wait till the next government.
Well, you think Tony Abbott might shell out for it?
I don't know, but it is a magnificent piece of work. It is. He brought together a team of brilliant Australian craftsmen, and if and when it gets over there, it'll be remembered as something specifically Australian. People will be amazed that something like this could be built in Australia, because you don't expect Australians to be building coaches in this century.
That is true. That is quite true. I mean, I don't think they even build them in Britain anymore.
No, and you'll have kings and queens and popes and presidents riding in it, and people will be absolutely amazed by the work in it. It is an exquisite piece of work, as you can see on that site.
You must worry, though, as a royalist. I mean, the Queen may not put it indelicately. She may not get it before she carks it.
I'm not laughing.
Well, that's true.